Welcome to Pauly Malignaggi. From Brooklyn to the world.
Proudly representing his hometown of Brooklyn, New York.
Pauly Malignaggi takes you inside the ring and beyond.
I'm definitely far from shy. We're going to be ranting about a lot of stuff. Not just about boxing. I'm opinionated on life in general. Many sports topics and politics.
Pauly doesn't hold back.
The two-time world champion, Pauly the Magic Man.
Pauly Malignaggi, Peter Card, Brooklyn to the world. Yeah. Pete, what episode is this today?
27.
27. Is that correct?
And counting.
After Peter started last week with the number of episodes.
Just like how many Yankee World Championships.
Right.
27. Boom.
Bro, don't ask Seth. He doesn't know what's going on today.
But he knows how many championships the Yankees got.
That's all he knows.
I'm full of useless information.
Even if it's the Mets in the World Series this year, not the Yankees.
He doesn't even know how to fucking set up the headsets.
Well,
that's the thing. I was going to get to that. Uh-oh. I was going to get into that, but well, I figured, like, let's go in a little bit at a time. First of all, we got my buddy Jonathan Troncoso, NYPD, in the house.
This is true.
So, I was going to get into this headphone thing, and, you know, I was going to kind of, like, glide into the show first, but now that, you know, Peter brings up, and he's blamed Seth of all people, but Seth, I don't know how you're going to take that, you know, but... You get back to the show already, you're getting blamed for shit that's not even working.
I'm the rep here, so I get the blame. It's all right.
I walk Bring into it. The show. Last week, we had a TV that even if it was a small screen, it didn't work. We were able to watch the Champions League. We had our floor back. It was great. It was really, the energy was really positive. So I walk in today. First of all, the previous podcast is still trying to get out of the room. The girl can't even find the purse, and she's, like, blaming us in a non-direct way that why she can't find her purse.
Subliminally.
Well, what's Pete doing with
the
that lipstick
TV's
right
not
now?
Even on. The TV's not even on. And worst of all, none of our headsets work. Our pets' heads are falling off. What's going on over here, Seth? Give me back to the 46th floor.
What the fuck?
We're working it out. I'm sorry. I apologize on behalf of CBS. I apologize.
That's the least of our problems.
This studio sucks.
No, you take it back.
We gotta take it back.
Who is that out there? Who is that?
He's not looking. Now we're getting interrupted.
Who's that interrupting us right now? Hey, look, he's here. We needed you. We needed you like 5 minutes ago.
Be respectful, Markel. Markel.
What's going on? I thought it was Aki for a second.
No,
I'm jumping on someone else's, but it wasn't working on their.
Look at this. We're getting interrupted during the show and everything.
The headsets aren't working.
Headset's still bad, yeah. You need that
stuff. Is Markel the headset guy?
He's Markel's the everything guy.
He's the everything guy.
Markel, we're dependent on you, buddy. You're the last hope over here.
Okay. He's the do-right man.
What's going on with this? Here's what happens. We try to give the fans a little bit of a early preview of the podcast. We're doing it on Monday this week. Nice. And instead, this is what we wind up with.
This is the last time
we do a podcast on a Monday. Next time, we're going back to our routine schedule, which is like later in the week. Nope?
Yeah, sure.
Sure, yeah. he was really all about it, yeah.
Should we Periscope today?
Periscope? I guess. I mean, I don't know. We got any attention for Periscope?
I'm afraid of heights, though. I don't know.
Why? What's going on?
We're high up. The Periscope.
We're high up with the Periscope?
I don't know.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just kidding.
He's joking.
I guess that one flew over my head.
Yeah, sure did, pal.
Sure did, pal. All right, so we're... Wait a second. Boy, it's just getting bad to worse. Now he's burping on the air. Not that he doesn't have a burps on the air, but at least today you got to like not do certain things because we already got it bad enough as it is.
Why
we're here on Monday? Let's give some positive news. You know why we're here on Monday this week? Because I'm flying to Tokyo tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm born.
Tokyo.
Japan.
Awesome.
Nippon. Whatever the hell we're...
Hop on.
No, hop on is in Spanish. Nippon is in Japanese. You know how I know that Nippon is Japanese? Because during the World Cup when Japan plays, we hear Nippon, Nippon. That's their crew. That's their fan base. So I know Nippon, and then Japan is Italian. Sure. So that's where I'm going tomorrow.
Nice.
I'm going up for a 1 week trip to Japan. Now the reason I finally decided to go on this trip, I had been invited. The reason I had been finally decided to go on this trip is because I don't have a fight date, and I've been kind of preparing for a fight date, but it never actually comes in. And so even though I'm leaving town, I still plan on keeping in shape and trying to, you know, find the boxing gym out there. You know the Kameda gym is probably out there or something, no, Pete?
It probably is.
You're really full of energy today. I got to be honest with you. You're really going for it. So I figure maybe I'll go to the Kameda Boxing Gym.
That's Corky Kameda?
No, Koki. Tomoki. No, Tomoki was in Mexico.
Oh.
Daiki.
Like the pitcher? Daisuke?
Daisuke. No, yeah, and his name is Kameda.
Matsutaka?
He's got to be Daisuke, yeah, because he's... Anyway. Daisuke. So, you're confusing us to me which Kameda I'm with which now. Now you're confusing me, bro. Anyway.
Corky speaks Spanish.
Again. No, that's Tomoki speaks Spanish. So I'm a...
That's the dude with the pink trunks, right?
Yeah. With the crazy trunks. So I'm going to go there, and I'm going to probably find a boxing gym and whatnot. And now I decided to leave town because we didn't get a definitive date. What do I get on the train? Because as everybody knows, I take the subway into the city because the city and the traffic is ridiculous. I'm taking the subway to the train. I get a phone call while I'm taking the subway to the train, and I'm told that the date is going to be the 14th or the 21st now.
Wow
is right.
It's a big difference.
Wow is right. Yeah, that is a big difference. It's a major difference, especially when I got to fly to Japan until November 3rd. So, I'm still going. But I'm going to try to keep in shape out there and watch what I eat and whatnot.
Could eat a lot of sushi.
A lot. Fresh.
I don't know about a lot, but I could eat.
That's what I'm saying. It's
sushi.
Healthy.
Yeah.
It's fresh.
But just because it's healthy doesn't mean you lose weight. That's the thing. You know, calorie is a calorie at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So no matter how healthy something is, too much of it, it can always gain weight. You know what I mean? This is true. Yeah, we're diet specialists here on Brooklyn to the World, and we give our opinions as Peter Cards puts in his beer.
I'm trying to be really, really.
Are you periscoping like live right now? You gotta give me an update as to Periscope, bro. You gotta give me an update. You gotta tell me. You gotta tell me.
What fucking update do you need? You're sitting there with a phone in your grill piece.
I know, but I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't know if you're trying to fix your phone.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's
with the camera right at your face.
Get that phone out of my face, by Tommy Lee or ass all over his office right now. Are you kidding me?
Are you periscoping right now? No, I'm fixing my lipstick.
Jerk off! What a jerk off! Unbelievable, bro. I feel like I got paparazzi in my face. Where'd Seth go? First of all, where did Seth go find Markel again?
Seth.
Bro, this is really like...
You're fucking with our timetable. What are you doing, guy?
What, you need me?
Yeah, come on.
You're part of the show.
You're on Periscope.
This is just adding on to the... this is adding on to the dysfunctional day we're having at the podcast. I mean...
Yeah, we're all fucked up.
Oh, man. Can we have a moment of silence for the missing parachuter?
moment of silence.
New York City football club game.
So Jonathan's going to give us a story. He was working the NYFC soccer game, or as the Brits, our British friends call it, football game.
Football.
Yesterday.
Football.
NYFC of Frank Lampard fame, Andrea Pirlo, David Villa, and certain other players. They didn't have a very good season this year. So the season finale is yesterday.
Fan appreciation night.
Jonathan's working the show, working the event, and what happened, Jonathan? So what? Stuff in the top. What were they doing? They were doing a parachuting yesterday before
they
the
had
game.
A whole ceremony. I want to thank them for giving a ceremony for the NYPD and the fallen officer. But so the parachuters from West Point Army parachuters are there, and
these are like professional parachuters. It wasn't like these. They just went and got. It wasn't like they got fan man.
They weren't just brave guys.
It wasn't fan man. It was kind of lands wherever he lands.
Remember fan man?
Yeah, that's what I'm bringing him up for. What do you think I brought a fan man for? What do you think I just brought him up for?
Fan man got his ass whipped.
Yeah, fan man did get his ass whipped. That move. He did get his ass whipped though.
That was a better fight than the
It was. A right. Better fight than the main event.
So we go back to the point. Don't cut off Jonathan. So they're doing a parachuting exhibition.
Right. They didn't pick them up from Craigslist. These are professional parachuters. And the first guy lands, excellent. The second guy lands, excellent. The third guy comes in, kind of took a spill. So if you could picture
you gonna put this on social media?
I have the video.
You're gonna put it on? Are you gonna post it on social media where our loyal listeners can listen?
Yes.
Can watch it.
Matter of fact, I'll send it to you guys.
Maybe we'll put it on Peter Cards' Instagram.
That would be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. It depends how long it is. Or we'll put it on my Twitter.
We're gonna put the video so our loyal listeners can watch it themselves. So go ahead, Jonathan. Go continue.
The first guy
takes a spill, but he lands in the stadium. But he takes a spill.
That's the point. This is very important. You guys have to pay attention to this because the first three guys, even though the third one took a spill, he lands in the stadium. The fourth.
That's important.
Very important because the fourth guy comes in, he lands. Where's the fifth guy? Nobody knows.
The fifth guy's in the background of your video. In the very background, as a fourth guy's landing, folks, I'm telling you this because when you watch it on our social media pages, you got to look at the background, the very background. As a fourth guy's landing, you actually see the fifth guy missing the stadium. Outright misses the stadium. In the background, he's parachuting, and he misses the entire stadium.
He wound up where A-Rod always...
He wound up in the projects in the Bronx somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. He landed
where A-Rod hits
Concourse.
A ball.
He landed up on 161 in the Grand Concourse, where the Sharks were waiting.
They might as well have... They were waiting to take his parachute.
They were waiting for
so they could
parachute.
Jump off the project. Project buildings with it.
So we still don't know where he's at. So if anyone sees this,
yo,
man,
my man, you all right? Let me get that parachute, homie.
If you see a parachute for sale on Craigslist, East Bay, anything, eBay,
give it back to the Army vets at West Point. It belongs to them.
So it was an excellent show, and I want to thank the paratroopers.
Hell yeah! And folks, we're gonna post this on Peter Cards.
Yes,
one of Peter Cards' page at Peter Cards at Peter Cards, folks. So we're gonna post it on his pages. Because on my pages, way too many guys that mutilate my pages. So we're going to put it on Peter Cards, at Peter Cards on Instagram, at Peter Cards on Twitter, right?
Yes, sir.
You got a Facebook on?
Facebook is Peter Sarraza, but it's all linked.
Why did you become like... I don't understand. Why on Facebook are you a professional? You put your full name.
No, wait, that was because I had Facebook so long ago.
Also,
yeah.
This before you were
it was officially
this was before you were officially comfortable in your own skin because you've been Peter Cards since you're like a teenager. So
yeah,
technically, you should have still been using Peter Cards, even if you were using Facebook. So I don't understand why you were uncomfortable in your own skin as Peter Cards until recently. Why is that?
I don't know, man. I don't know if we should analyze it. You know, I just it is what it is.
No, let's get.
We're not gonna put it on his Facebook because you guys aren't gonna be able to spell Pete's for us.
But whatever,
we're gonna put it on.
Can we get the spelling?
At Peter Cards, at Peter Cards' social media pages. I'm gonna show you guys this video.
I thought we were gonna get deep there for a second, man. I thought we were gonna learn something about.
No,
Pete.
No, absolutely nothing. No,
keep it surface.
No,
keep it on the surface.
Keep it on the surface. I don't know if we're very educational on this show. Once in a while, we're highly opinionated, but certainly, I don't know how educational we are.
They just wrote on here libation. I'm like,
libation. People can write to you.
Yeah.
Get out of here. I thought it was just you watch videos and then
they're
live.
Watching us and they can comment.
Live.
He said
and it lasts for like 24 hours. And it goes
yeah,
away.
My shit. Well, that's the thing. So now that people actually see me, so I'm dressed today because I usually just come in whatever hoodie or whatever I got. But I'm dressed today because me and Peter Cards are actually invited after the podcast tonight. Where are we going, Pete? Tell him.
Cruise.
Victor Cruz's documentary premieres. Where does it premiere? It's a Showtime documentary that it starts on Saturday on Showtime.
Saturday,
but,
yeah.
But we get the red carpet premiere we get invited to tonight. On, what is it, Spring Street in Manhattan. So we're going there tonight.
We went to Lawrence
After
Taylor's.
After the podcast, we went to Lawrence Taylor's premiere.
That
and then
was
for,
awesome.
For our loyal listeners in England, exactly. These are American football players. Lawrence Taylor was an American football player icon in the 80s and 90s.
Legend.
And Victor Cruz is an American football player right now who came off a very bad knee injury and is trying to make his comeback with the New York Giants. So,
what's it called? Hamstrung? Is that the name of it?
No. Oh, that's so funny.
I was going to say I don't think so. I thought he was serious. I was like, no, I thought he
I don't know
blew
what it's
on
called.
His knee. I didn't think it had to do with his hamstring.
No, I think he's suffering some hamstring. Yeah, he's got some problems this year.
It's called I Am Giant. That's the name of the documentary.
All right, he is.
He's a sneakerhead, too.
Yeah, he is.
Sneaker culture.
They whooped some ass yesterday.
We went to
sneakers, where do we go?
We went to the Foot Locker thing last week.
Release his sneakers?
No. It was just a Foot Locker event.
Well, once a year, there's like this corporate... This corporate
sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. There's this corporate event for Foot Locker.
Yeah, no, all their employees come and it's like, you know, you wear a suit and you wear your favorite sneakers.
I'm jealous.
And they, you know, they invite
celebs. Yeah, you gotta wear like dressed up. It was pretty cool. And they do it like once a year with like all the reps and all the people that work for Foot Locker get to hang out with like celebs like us, like me and Peter Cards, you know?
So Pete Cards.
Yeah. I was
and so then we had like
I was in the house.
So there was like they had like Odell Beckham, Victor Cruz, you know,
Beckham,
and everybody gets everybody gets to have their kicks on with a nice suit or with a nice button down or whatnot. It was a cool little
event. Was Cruz wearing his sneakers?
ODB, ODB.
That's the thing. I didn't catch Cruz's sneakers because he was all talking ODB, and ODB had these.
Guys, just for the record,
sneakers, I gotta be honest.
ODB is Old Dirty Bastard.
Yeah.
OBJ is Odell Beckham Jr., just so you
know. Yeah, yeah. You know what?
ODB's dead, though.
But you know what, though, in the hood?
He could have it.
So, you know, we just
We can't, rest in peace to ODB, though. We can't just forget about him and give somebody else the ODB
moniker.
Zoo. Yeah.
Brooklyn
Zoo. You know, so OBJ. What is it, OBJ?
OBJ.
That's a bit. That's kind
of
OBJ.
Yeah. OBJ. Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to call him Odell Beckham Jr. How's that? Because I don't like the OBJ name. I got to be real.
Somebody just said shimmy, shimmy, ya.
Yeah, that's the original ODB, exactly.
That's what, yeah, we
gotta respect the original ODB. You can't give somebody else that name because that's how guys become
the
forgotten.
Two,
you know,
chains.
So exactly. So, we went to this event, and so we had me and Peter Cards were there. We had Victor Cruz, Odell Beckham Jr. Who else was there, P?
Ryan Fitzpatrick was
Ryan
there.
Ryan Fitzpatrick of the Jets really? Was there. Christy Brinkley looked
Brinkley
hot.
Was
Man,
there.
She looked hot, bro. Christy Brinkley is 61 years old. She's like the hottest 61-year-old
ever.
Granny ever.
Status.
Ever.
Status.
No, I'm not kidding.
No.
I'm not kidding.
No joke.
I'm not even kidding. I'm going to say something. I'm not even kidding. I saw her at the Islander game a couple weeks ago. The Islander. I got invited. I'm a big Ranger fan. Everybody knows. But I got invited to the Islanders opening night because I'm a Barclays fan of my peoples. So I saw her at the opening night of the Islanders game. And I was like, man, she looks really good. Let me Google her. How old she, Christy Brinkley, is, man? Because I could swear she's like, time has passed. And, you know, like, I had a crush on her when I was a kid, but she's old now.
Right.
She is old. I still got a crush on her. That's the problem. So after the Islander game, there was like a little after party at this new lounge in the Barclays Center. I actually forgot what it's called, but it's a lounge in Barclays Center. And her daughter was performing. Her daughter that she has with Billy Joel.
Okay.
She sings
the
too.
The Billboard Lounge. Thank you.
Boom. The Billboard Lounge.
One
boom.
One of your fans.
Somebody was there.
This
one.
This Periscope shit is really cool.
That's what
we
I'm
actually
telling.
Get some
you.
Help from the fans. That's what I'm talking about. Who gave that shout out? Who gave us that help? Shout out to whoever gave us that help. Who gave?
Yeah, I gotta see the name again.
Yeah, you gotta. That's what I mean. But if they're gonna help us out, we gotta give them shout outs on the
Absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely.
Shout out to social media.
Shout out to social media,
We're going to do a shout out to Squarespace, too.
We got to do is give a shout out to Squarespace. But hold on, Seth. We're going to give a shout out to Squarespace in a minute.
All right, I'm sorry
because
to jump the gun.
In case our loyal listeners want to dedicate like any websites to Christy Brinkley or something, I was still going to make a Christy
TJ
Brinkley.
TJ the DJ from the Nets.
TJ
That's who
DJ
did it.
From the Nets.
There you go.
Boom. TJ DJ from the Nets. Thank you very
TJ.
Much for that. What is it called? Liquid Lounge.
Billboard Lounge.
All right.
That was a strip club.
I knew I heard that somewhere.
You want to call it,
man. All right. Thanks, TJ, over to DJ for the Nets. So, back to Christy. Can I make my Christy Brinkley point?
Fucking
so
make
she
it.
Looked hot. We get to the Foot Locker. We get to the Foot Locker event. Bro, now she's like super dressed up, bro.
Yeah.
She was so hot that I didn't even recognize her.
Yeah, I told you.
I was like, bro, that's Christy Brinkley. I was like, dude, I saw her last week at the Islander game. She looked good, but now she looks like extra good. I'm going to go as far as to say this. All right. Her daughter, Billy Joel's daughter, and Christy Brinkley's daughter, is probably younger than me. Christy looks better than her daughter.
Ouch.
Oof. And then
I hope
after
my
seeing,
ain't listening.
No, and Christy's not. I'm not seeing Christy.
What? Don't get nervous now.
Jesus Christ.
We're going all over the fucking place.
Clean up an aisle five. Christy Brinkley's daughter because, you know, she's a cute girl, too. Just Christy's, like, still, like, really hot.
Tight.
Why are you filming?
You dropped your fucking banana all over the... Your banana's all over the place.
Pete's going to slip on him. He's going to step on him.
I hope he does.
Don't make this.
I've been interrupted with this story 70 times. You got Seth with Squarespace. You got Pete with his banana peel.
Trying to pay the bills. Let's try to pay some bills.
Yeah,
trying to pay
the bills. Go ahead. So anyway, that's how good looking Christy was. So she was at the Foot Locker event.
So big shout out.
Big shout out to Christy Brinkley.
What would you do? Like,
What would I do?
Yeah. For the gilf.
You wifing that up?
I'd probably do Seth to get to Christy Brinkley.
Oh.
Yeah. If I had to, like,
if they told me,
all right, Christy Brinkley's waiting for you next door, Paulie. All lingerie out, stripped up.
All right, would
the
you,
10 of 9.
How about
well, you got to do Seth first.
Would you take back everything you said about Pacquiao?
No, I'll be honest.
That's how much he hates Pacquiao.
No, that's true. Dude, I really believe that. And then I would be going against my whole being.
Christy Brinkley, she ain't all that.
I would be going against my whole being.
Pacquao haters must be on that shit.
It ain't about that. It's about that. If I think something's true, I got to stand up for what's right.
What are the Pacquiao followers
Pac-tards.
Called? Pac-tards. The Pac-tards. Watch out.
Guys, we got to get a lot of people gave me some shit because when I talk about Antonio Tarver, and fail another test. And I love Antonio Tarver as much as the next guy, but if he's really guilty of this thing,
he got to stop.
It's really despicable. It's disrespectful. Steve Cunningham is right. He could have got seriously hurt. For all intents and purposes, he does deserve the punishment. If he's guilty of this, he does deserve the punishment. I hate to say it because I was happy for Antonio Tarver.
This is news.
I was happy for Antonio Tarver because he'd managed to get himself back into the mix and whatnot. But if you are doing this, you know it's over. I mean, you shouldn't be allowed to fight. You shouldn't be. I'll be honest with you, man. I'm kind of suspicious of anybody over 40 who's fighting at this level.
Competing.
I'll be honest right there.
I am trying to. Well, I'm not blaming anybody, but I gotta be honest. I'm suspicious. As soon as I see guys over 40 competing at a high level.
What about George Foreman?
He was not on steroids.
No, well, the thing about George was he was getting his ass whooped every second of the fight against Michael Moore. So that it kind of was an anomaly. When he
That's
knocked out
a big
out,
fucking word.
It kind of was an anomaly when he knocked out Michael Moore. I'm a bit smarter than you think, guys. I mean, so it kind of was an anomaly when he knocked out Michael Moore. So that you can see because power's the last thing to go. George is getting his ass whooped all over the place.
Right.
Was coming in and then dismantling this young world championship contender ranked Michael Moore and whatnot. You know what I mean?
And so he fought the same way. You know,
he fought at a very slow pace.
Yeah, he just,
you know, he had that way. And he was getting his ass whooped. That's it. Right. Bottom line, he was getting his ass whooped. Like, that was an anomaly. That's it. It wasn't supposed to happen. And that's kind of the way an old guy succeeds at that level. It's like, it's an anomaly.
I don't know how old he was, but he got his ass whooped.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, 76 years old. Joe Lewis, 76 years old.
He was in high school with Christy Brickley.
176.
176.
They're going to quote the movie, do it right. Come on, 176.
Pardon me.
How we wind up from Christy Brinkley to Antonio Tarver?
To George Foreman.
One time it was a three-way.
Because you were talking about, Jonathan said, would you take back everything you said about...
Yeah. No, that's the thing. I mean, if I say something, I got to stand up for what's right. I got to stand up for...
Serious, man.
Yes. I mean, I don't think I'd really do Seth either, I'll be honest with you. It's just an expression.
It's an expression.
Yeah, it's an expression.
Well, good luck for you.
Although,
listen, I think you never know.
You never know. I mean, you never know. If Christy Brinkley was really next door in there and she was like whispering like sweet nothings and like saying like...
I'll be honest.
You know, and she was like, you know, lingerie up and stuff like that. And I don't know. I mean, in the moment, it might feel right.
It won't feel right to me.
Yeah.
You're the only one getting fucked in this situation, Seth.
Bullshit.
But honestly,
that's another one you gotta. Would you let Seth fuck you to get the Christy Brinkley?
That's tough. Absolutely not. I would not let that happen.
That's a tough one.
It's one thing to do Seth, but would you let Seth do you to get the Christy Brinkley?
Well, let's fucking throw this against the wall and see if it sticks. Seth, what are you working with over there?
Huh? What do you want? You want to take my, you want to put the periscope back on?
Oh, yeah.
I'm working on my dad bod. That's what I'm working on.
What are you working with over there? How many inches you got in those fucking trousers?
I don't know. Stick your tongue in my ear. We'll find out.
All right, let's go to Squarespace. Let's hit up our sponsors because, you know.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to lead into our sponsors.
We do
want to
stay on the air.
We're talking about potential gay acts with each other.
Let's do this.
Hey, listen, bro. When you want to create a website, you can create a website about anything.
That's
so
true.
Why not use something like Squarespace? I mean, Squarespace.
Yeah,
not Squarespace. Squarespace. So Squarespace.
He's still thinking about doing
a website. You could create a website with pictures
about anything you want, about any kind of crazy
pictures of Christy Brinkley from when she was in her prime to now that she still looks like a beast.
Yeah,
you say Brinkley's hotter than her daughter.com.
Boom.
There's a website.
And I'm not dissing Christy Brinkley's daughter by saying that.
No, you're complimenting the mom.
You would smash the daughter, too. I mean,
Yeah. I don't know if I'd do Seth the daughter, but I would smash the daughter, yeah.
Now I'm offended.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, Seth.
Hey,
for
promo.
Christy, I would, but not for a daughter. All right, go ahead.
Somebody just said Christy Brinkley's on PEDS.
Oh! What is she performing?
She can lock it up real tight now.
Shout out to that listener.
She's going to grab her now.
Somebody said Seth is cool. You're cool, Seth.
Hey, love you guys.
You got a lot of love from the fans today. A lot of love.
That was karate he did.
So, yo, when you get on the Squarespace thing, it's your job to do Squarespace.
Yo.
I thought Peter does it.
No, we all work together. All right,
Seth, go for it.
What's the promo code?
PaulieM, PaulieM. That's the promo code for any of our sponsors.
10% off.
10% off on Squarespace. What does Squarespace do, Seth? Tell them.
Build it beautiful.
Build it beautiful. That's what did they build, Seth? What did they build?
Websites, professionally designed sites, regardless of skill level. You can go in there and boom, you can have a website in like 15 minutes.
That's
awesome. Crazy.
15 minutes.
Yeah, easy to use tools, state of the art technology. $8 a month it starts.
What if we want to do a website about how shitty we get treated on the podcast if we come in on Monday? Like,
you can do it. You get 10% off.
No TV, no working headphones.
We should do this like
crazy. Our pet heads are falling off. Mark's coming in and interrupting our show in the middle of it. Seth walking out of our show in the middle of it.
The angry girl that was here before. We could,
the angry girl blaming us
stole
for
a purse.
Losing a purse even though we didn't touch it.
We could sell parachutes on there.
Yes.
Sell parachutes on there.
Howtoparachute.com.
We should do this like
we
crazy.
We can do all
Eddie,
kinds
right?
of websites on Squarespace.
Go to Squarespace right now. Their prices are insane.
Yeah, remember Crazy Eddie? Didn't Crazy Eddie get arrested? Wasn't he like
he
under federal
took
investigation
the money.
Or something?
He took the money and ran to the
island. Right? I would have done the same thing. I got to be honest. Especially in the non-internet era where like nobody could find you. You can't do that today. Yeah. Crazy Eddie had it made back in the day.
He was the man.
Yeah, he really
was.
Well,
the bottom line
I miss those
is,
commercials.
Hey, you can do a website. You got to use Squarespace.
I'm
going to
YouTube those guy commercial later. The Crazy Eddie commercial. I can go back to my childhood.
Crazy Squarespace. I'm just saying, you're going to do a website. You got to use Squarespace. You stupid Nato. Now you're going to get cheap.
And what's the promo code? PauliM. PauliM. If you're going to go to Squarespace, build a website.
Build it beautiful.
Use that promo code PauliM.
Start your free trial site today. No credit card required.
That's good.
Squarespace.
That makes it easy. That makes it easy. There's a lot of people out there with shitty credit and they can't get a credit card. So
you don't need to.
You know, if you got shitty credit, no problem. No credit, no problem.
Yeah, you like it, sign up, PauliM, 10% off. Boom, you got a website.
You got a website.
Christy Brinkley,
I feel like I'm back
you.
In the car business.
Yeah.
Bad credit, no problem. Boom, website.
That's the one.
You work, you drive.
Come down to Major Auto.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
How was that those days in the car business, Pete? How were those days?
It was great, man.
Yeah?
It was fun.
It was fun?
Yeah,
because you guys
cars.
Used to abuse all the customers.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yo.
Buying a car ain't fun. I'm talking choke for the consumer here.
Choke him a little bit.
My brother had a guy, right? So he tells the guy, he says, listen, dude. You've never paid a fucking bill in your life. This guy was.
He told him straight out, you never paid a bill in your life. So the guy actually had balls. You gotta have balls to go into the car dealership when you've never paid a bill in your life.
He needed a car.
Yeah.
But you're looking at the credit report, you're like, dude. You ever pay anything? Like
that's what your brother's told him.
Yeah.
So say like I'm the guy. So the guy talked.
Like, what the fuck are you doing here? I mean, how do you expect to get approved? So the guy's like, nah, you know, I need a car for work. And my brother's like, listen, I'm gonna try. He's like. You can't be picky, like you. Whatever, if you happen to get approved, which is going to be by the grace of God, you got to take whatever I could get you. And the guy's like, I don't care, I'll take anything.
Whatever drives. He wanted just
to
drive.
Yeah, he needed to get back and forth to work. You know, people got to do what they got to do.
So go ahead.
And it's a rebuilding process. You know, if you pay that car off, it boosts up your credit.
It would be the first thing he ever paid in his life.
That's
a
fucking fact.
So go ahead.
So,
that's a risk.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously the rates are high. So my brother calls him up. He's like, are you sitting down right now? The guy's like, no. He goes, sit down because you're going to have a fucking heart attack. The guy goes, I'm sitting down. What happened? He goes, I got you approved. He's like, no way. My brother's like, yep, I got your ass approved. Get your fat ass down here and come pick up your car.
Just like that, he said.
So the guy comes down. He's like, man, I can't believe it.
He didn't plan on paying that car either, obviously.
I don't know what happened with that, but... Mm-hmm. He goes, he's like, let me show you your car. He goes and he brings him to this, like, neon purple Ford Escort. Again.
Did it run?
Again, it ran, but again, the guy was like a 400-pound, like, big black dude, you know?
So he couldn't fit in the Escort because the Escort is small.
He's like, come on, Rosario, how the fuck am I going to fit in here, man? He goes, you better find a way, motherfucker.
That's the only car you got to prove.
I got you the car.
Yo, so the guy's like, oh, man, this is fucked up. Man, this ain't even funny. So my brother's like, it ain't
that
a joke.
That would be motivation to lose weight, though.
The guy goes, and he's like, all right, whatever, you know, signs the paperwork, and he goes, and my brother leaves him. He starts screaming my brother's name. My brother's like, what the fuck happened? He goes out. He goes, this shit's stick shift. I don't know how to drive stick shift. My brother said, you better learn. He said the whole way, the first block, all you heard was. He had to call his sister. Call his sister. But sister came and taught him how to drive stick on the way home.
He's lucky he had a sister that knew how to drive stick, bro.
See that? So he learned something.
See, happy ending. In the end, it was a happy ending. As long as he paid his bills.
The moral
as long
story,
as he paid the
pay
car.
Your bills.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful story.
Pay him.
In this country, credit is everything.
No, and today I don't think he would have got approved for sure.
No way.
I have trouble getting approved for houses I want to buy. I have trouble getting approved. It's like pulling teeth to getting approved.
Back That's then, ridiculous. It was 24.95% interest.
24?
Wow.
Ouch.
Even for Mr. Escort?
Oh, yeah, that was the highest you could go. 24.95.
Wow.
Ouch.
That was brutal. That's brutal. You know what else is brutal, bro? So yesterday I went to the Giants game. I go to the Giants-Cowboys game, which is a nice game. Good game.
Big win for the Giants.
Big win for the Woo! Giants. Shout out to the New York Giants. Big win.
Yeah.
Shout
out to Carolina beating Philly. Even though the Giants and the Cowboys played yesterday, like it was like the battle of who didn't want it more. And in the end, the Cowboys showed they didn't want it more. Like the Cowboys gave us 3 turnovers in the second half. We still had the game tied. So, you know, then they said, you know what? We're going to throw you a kickoff return, too, and we'll see if you guys can win the game that way. So that's what we did. We won it off the kickoff return. So we're lucky the Cowboys wanted to win. We're lucky the Cowboys wanted to win the game even less than we wanted to win it. Because really, watching that game, I got the feeling like nobody wanted to win the game. So,
and it was a third-string quarterback.
Yeah, Matt Castle, who used to start, by the way.
I know.
I mean, the guy
yeah, he went 11-5 on the Patriots a few years ago when Tom was out.
Kansas City.
I mean, yesterday he looked horrible. I mean, he was horrible yesterday.
He hadn't played in like a year and a half.
Yeah, he was horrible. Yesterday he was horrible. I'll give him a break because it was the first game in how long. He was horrible. He was really bad.
You don't have Des Bryant to throw the
week. So we're gonna use Pete's social media for this, too. About 2-3 minutes to go in the first half. So still a competitive game. Still anybody's game. It's the first half. There's a guy with a Mark Bavaro jersey, young guy, dead passed out on his seat, sleep. Dead passed. I mean, the score was the score was like 13-7 Dallas or 13-10 Dallas. I don't remember what the score. And I'm like, and you know, on third down, we're still getting loud when the Cowboys have the ball on third. You know, it's like everybody's still animated about the game. So it's not even halftime yet. And I'm like, I turn around. Everybody's taking a picture of this guy, so I'm like, bro, what am I not going to take a picture too? There you go. I pull out the Blackberry and snap off a pic.
Wait, your Blackberry takes pictures?
My Blackberry sure does take pics, pal. As much as you want to throw that little dig in there. So I take a pic, and who do I send it to? I got to send it over to Peter Collins, who's watching the game at home.
Nice and
so cool. we're gonna have Peter Collins post a picture of this guy too. This guy's going to we're going to make this guy world famous. We're talking about on the podcast. But here's what I'm thinking. I was talking to Peter yesterday. This is what I'm thinking. Like, he had a Mark Bavaro throwback. Like, for anybody that doesn't know, our British fans in England, Mark Bavaro was a New York Giants football player back in, like, the 80s. Legendary status.
Super Bowl champ.
So basically, this guy was wearing what we call a throwback jersey. He brought out the Mark Bavaro throwback jersey, which is like a stunner. You know, when you're coming out, come to a Giants game, you know, you got a Mark Bavaro throwback. That's a stunner. You know what I mean? Yeah. What are you doing? What are you showing off my Blackberry? Don't show off my Blackberry on Periscope. Every time I want to tell a story, this guy's putting my Blackberry on Periscope. Give me my phone.
They asked to see the Blackberry. Yeah.
So, honestly, I love how when Peter Collins is telling a story, nobody interrupted him. Every time I want to tell a story, there's like 5 interruptions. So, where was I in the story? Oh, yeah, the Mark Bavaro throwback jersey. So, when you put on a Mark Bavaro throwback jersey and go to a Giant game,
you're a serious fan.
Like a stunner, you know? Like, so, I'm thinking like, you wake up in the morning, you're like, man, big game today. I'm going to the game. I'm going to the stadium. I'm psyched. I'm going to pull out the Bavaro jersey, the Bavaro throwback. You put it on. You check yourself in the mirror. You match the kicks with it, the sneakers. You know, you're good. You get your jacket on because it's going to be cold. He put his thermal. He didn't have a jacket on. He had a thermal shirt underneath it, so he didn't have to wear a jacket. So he could fully show off the Bavaro jersey. So when you look in the mirror, you're fresh. You're psyched to go to this game with your Bavaro throwback jersey so everybody could compliment you on the cool throwback jersey you got.
Word.
You think he knew when he's getting dressed and he was psyched for his Bavaro jersey that morning that he was going to wind up passing out at the stadium and wind up on everybody's phone in the pictures?
Nah, absolutely not.
You can't get ready that way for a football game
right?
And then do that when you get to the game. The guy was outright passed out sleeping.
That's what happens when you tailgate a little too much.
Yeah. Just think about his dad. His dad must be upset. He definitely borrowed that jersey from his dad.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. If he's a young kid, he borrowed that jersey.
You know, you got to think about it. That was a 4:00 game. You know, if it was a 1:00 game, he might have had a chance.
He might have made it. The problem was people tailgate. And again, for our British fans, what we do tailgating is called basically all the fans here in America. They tailgate at these American football games where everybody hangs out in the parking lots. They barbecue. They actually, some of these cause even have like satellite television where they watch some of the earlier games from the schedule of the day, and then before they go into the stadium, you know, when there's and as Peter calls burp and interrupting me, nice Pete. So you know, and then when you go into the stadium, you know, you go to your own game that you have the tickets to, and then you come back out. Some people come back out and keep tailgating, you know, because there's other football games on. Some people actually go to the parking lot and don't even go into the game. This they just stay in the parking lot, watch the games on TV, barbecue, and tailgate. That's basically the whole experience is called tailgating. So.
Yes.
This guy probably tailgated a bit too long and barely survived the walk into the stadium and then passed out in his seat.
You think he woke up after the game was over and started tailgating again?
And at that point, he was fully rested for another tailgate experience. Right? You know, people drink beers at the tailgating and everything. You know, so he's probably woke up for another full tailgating experience. I mean, he probably could have watched the Sunday night game. The Eagles in Carolina was on right after that. You know, I saw some people tailgating in the parking lot after the game, watching the Eagles Carolina game.
Serious business. Yeah. Some people take that serious, that tailgate and stuff, man.
A little too serious, apparently.
So we're gonna post this guy's picture on Peter Cards' social.
Right,
Pete, we're gonna post it on your social at Peter Cards. Tell us what you think about the guy who fell asleep at the game. Give us your thoughts as well. We're gonna make Peter Cards' social. The one where all the listeners can go to for all our inside jokes and whatnot. So that's that.
Dude, who'd you have in that game, Pete? You put some.
Yeah, did you have any? Throw a lock in for that game?
What'd you have?
I actually did. Yeah.
What was the line?
I had the line was 6. I had the Giants. I actually.
You sure not 3? I thought it was 3.
It was 5.5. I saw, but yeah, 6. Sounds right.
All types of numbers.
I had the Giants. I had the Giants with the spread. I had them on the money line.
Ooh.
And then because they were losing, I doubled up at second half.
So you were like really a locksmith yesterday.
And I had them in my suicide pool at work.
Oh. Nice.
For anybody that doesn't know how suicide pool works.
You have to pick one team every week.
You got to pick a team every week. Once you pick that team, you could never pick them again.
They have to win that week.
They have to win that week, and there's no spread involved.
So if you take the Giants this week, Pete can never pick the Giants again the rest of the year. So any teams you've picked already, you now have to take another team. And then the last person left wins the pool.
Right.
That's why it's called a suicide pool.
And you're still alive.
If you pick the wrong team, you're out. So you're still alive. We're like in week...
8, right?
Week 8, we're going
to with the receipt. A lot of people are usually out of a suicide pull by week 8.
Yeah, no, my guys at work, they're pretty good. Well, you know, it's funny. One guy was out the first week.
The guy's out already?
The second week, we were all out. So everybody was like, wait a second.
Wait.
You want to just
reset button?
Yeah.
That's cheating.
No. Everybody was out at the same time.
So the suicide pulls over. You do other things.
Scores?
You do DraftKings then. Right? You do something else, right?
You don't pick like who's going to score the most.
You don't do DraftKings.
That's the tiebreaker.
You do DraftKings this week?
You know what? I did DraftKings this week, and I got to say, my reign at the top, like Biggie said, was short like leprechauns.
It's tough,
happened,
dude.
What happened?
One of our fans beat me.
And, really? Like bad?
He beat the shit out of me.
Did he
actually
let you know? Did he let you know how bad he beat you?
Well, you got to give him a shout out on the show.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now how bad he beat me.
I had that Rams running back, Gurley, man. Whatever his name is. Is that his name on Rams?
Yeah, yeah.
Todd Gurley?
Gurley.
He killed it for me.
His name is Ray P. Oh, he had Gurley, yeah.
Yeah, I had him too.
Ray P, 1016.
Smashed you all over the place.
He still didn't even have. Listen to this. He still didn't even have his quarterback play yet.
Oh boy, he's got Carson Palmer.
He probably has Carson Palmer, and he's already beating me.
Wow.
So that's it. You're actually. What
do you? Who'd you have?
I tell you the sleeper. I had Matt Ryan. That kid Diggs.
I had him too. I had him.
He's a beast.
You had him.
Yeah.
Seth was on the sleeper.
I got a couple bucks coming to me this week.
And the tight end from Cleveland.
Barnridge, whatever his name is. Yeah.
They got the rest.
I got him too.
Yeah, he puts up points.
Every week. He does. I had Andrew Luck, too. It was terrible for a couple
Pete,
quarters.
What the hell are you doing over there?
What are you doing over there, Pete?
Are we off Periscope? We fell off Periscope?
We got to talk about draft.
What happened?
I'm
going to
go back on.
We got tossed?
Yeah, because I had to shout out the kid that beat the shit out of me.
DraftKings is awesome.
Get him
back on.
Oh, wait.
Periscope?
Yeah.
I am.
What are you doing, bro?
DraftKings.
Oh, you have to get my permission to put us on and get us off. What's going on over here?
It's getting real in here.
Wow.
Shit.
I know, it's getting tense.
The guy finally convinced me that this Periscope is a cool thing, and then he starts shutting us off. Can you imagine?
Some real Brooklyn shit going
on. I had a
shot,
bro. You got to give the kid credit. He beat the life out of
me. I told you to shout him out, but I didn't realize it involved going off Periscope.
Yeah, you think I remember the kid's name?
It was short like leprechaun means like he actually beat the shit out of you. Somebody beats the shit out of you that bad, you're supposed to remember him.
Remember the title.
Oh, I get it.
So, guy, what up? Were you back on?
I'm going on now.
Every
Zach,
week, DraftKings.
DraftKings. While this mud over here gets us back on Periscope.
My fantasy team sucks. Andrew Luck, who just shit the bed all year until yesterday. I know.
Pete anointed him the next Montana last year.
So did everybody. He was number one pick for fantasy football. He was number one pick. So I'm getting killed. But yeah. DraftKings, every week I pick whoever I want. You know, and it's great. I've been winning. I've been doing all right. No complaints. I haven't hit $1 million yet. I'm trying.
Yeah.
So next time you guys come in, I'm out here.
I think that's the ultimate goal for everybody.
How do you hit $1 million?
You got to really do it.
You got to win.
DraftKings.
Yeah.
So if I'm out here next week, it's because I hit $1 million on DraftKings.
And
I'm.
We fully expect you to come in, even if you're millionaire from DraftKings.
Honestly. Yeah, I'll be with Crazy Eddie down
Crazy
the
Eddie
islands.
In the islands somewhere? All right. You know, well, as long as you shoot us, as long as you periscope with Crazy Eddie, which the way we can watch you from the show,
fair
then
enough.
We're talking.
Yeah. Now you're talking. But for those guys who have not used DraftKings, you can go on and use it and use the promo code
Paulie M, P-A-U-L-I-E-M. That's it.
And you can play for free with your first deposit.
Code. Yeah, do it.
Millionaire Maker contest. You got to do it, dude.
I've never done it before.
Jonathan, you got to do it.
You're a football guy, you got to do it.
Paulie M. P-A-U-L-I-M.
I got incentive to do it.
Yeah, he's Paulie M.
And we got the incentive. All our listeners have the incentives.
What league are you in, Pete? I want to play you.
You make up. Yeah, you could challenge me.
You could do against head to head.
We have a challenge right now. The gauntlet's been laid right now. Jonathan versus Pete. Peter Cards and Jonathan.
Big bank take little
I want
bank.
A piece
he
of
might
that.
Have a bigger bank than me. Don't take it
although
easier,
Ray,
right?
Who's that? Ray P? Ray P might have a say about this. Ray P might want to play both of you. You might have to put a team together.
We should put
combined,
a team together.
Combined. Combined. Against Ray P. Because Ray P sounds like he was nasty. If the guy's quarterback didn't even play it and he already smashed you all over the place.
Yet and I was
but
that's bad.
You know what? I got some secrets.
Finish our DraftKings thing.
Yeah, I got to use the tagline here.
What's the tagline?
This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time.
Boom. Pauliem. P-A-U-L-I-E-M. Go to DraftKings. Use that promo code. And you get that discount. Wait, a 10% discount?
You get free entry with your first deposit for the Millionaire Maker.
DraftKings.com. First deposit when you use the promo code Pauliem and you get a chance at the $1 million.
And no, we don't talk about the app is awesome. It's such the app on your phone is right. It's so easy to use.
I was going to ask you, can we download that?
Blackberries get apps?
We got. Can I get the app on BlackBerry? I'll download it too.
He does it on his iPad.
Yeah, I'll do
the BlackBerry.
You do it on the iPad, dude. You'd be all right. I don't know about that BlackBerry stuff.
So we going head to head, or we on the same page here? You rolling with me or getting rolled over? What do you want?
The
gauntlet's been laid down.
I don't know. Listen, I always do my own try to win the $1 million, which we know that's probably not going
to
happen. But
piss you when shout you see out their to lineups, so you get pissed.
Shout out to Ray P.
Ray P. sounds like he's got a good shot at winning $1 million. Then
probably not.
No, when you see these
really even with a team like that, where his quarterback is going to have to play and he smashes you all over the place. Dude, so how far off are you for the $1 million?
He's beating me. Miles and miles and miles away. He's beating me by 1 point, so he's gonna get
without his quarterback.
Yeah, he's gonna get another 30 points if his quarterback has a stellar night.
So like, do you in that situation? I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna be like Ali G. Check it. In this situation, being that he already beat you and he's up by a point, do you like not? Do you like bench the quarterback so you don't risk his injury? So like, because he already
you save him for next week.
Yeah. Yeah. So he doesn't get hurt.
So all jokes aside, we're gonna do this DraftKings thing.
Yeah,
we're
this
I'm
draft
excited
King.
About it.
Paulie M, P-A-U-L-I-E-M. Jonathan's jumping in. That's Peter Cause, Locksmith jumps in every week. Seth is in there a little bit. If I can download the app on BlackBerry, I might jump in too. But I'm going to do the soccer, though. I like the European soccer. I got to be honest with you.
They have a fantasy team for soccer?
Oh, yeah. Bro,
but
Jeff
you
got to
be
Kings,
all
kid.
You got to be Jeff up on your Kings. European soccer.
You got to be up on
your shit.
My first soccer experience was watching a parachuter miss the stadium.
Yeah.
But at least then you watched the Lampard and Villa.
Well,
and
you
could have
picked.
Right?
You could have picked Pirlo. You could have picked all those.
That's
guys.
A good dude.
Yeah, they got the MLS stuff too.
I like that dude. I'm a fan.
World Cup champion.
A fan of that guy.
Andrea Pirlo. Shout out to Andrea Pirlo, World Cup champion.
Pirlo party. You joined the
poor guy left
party.
Juventus. He was in the Champions League final last year and joined one of the worst teams in the MLS. Nice. Hopefully next year is a better season. That's for sure.
Hopefully.
That's Peter Burps.
Season tickets.
Yeah. Hopefully he's right. So, what else is going on? So the Mets are in the World Series, Pete, no? We went over that last week.
Tomorrow.
We didn't know who they
Kansas
were playing.
City. We didn't have
they were playing.
They're
playing the Royals.
Kansas City. So, Pete, you think the Mets are going to beat the Royals?
No.
No, you don't think the Mets
really?
Are going to beat the Royals?
No.
Yeah. I do.
Here's the thing. Everybody's psyched about the Mets, but I mean,
now,
I'm not trying to hate on the Mets.
The,
I really, I'll be happy
the American
for the Mets.
League now.
I'll be happy for the Mets if they win. Here's the thing, though. They got to play a designated hitter. because now the rule, when they play in Kansas City, you actually got to pitch to nine batters and not eight, and plus the pitcher.
True.
And the Royals are a team that has lost last year's World Series. Yeah, they're coming back with a vengeance. They're coming back pissed.
But their starting pitching isn't that good, and their bullpen's not as good as it was last year.
Not good.
Casey's pitching is not as good as the Mets.
It's not as good.
All
as
I'm going to say is
Cueto's been getting slapped around in the playoffs.
Last time there was a World Series, a team in the World Series that had lost the year before in the World Series. When was it? Last time there was a team in the World Series that had lost last year's World Series.
In Texas? Didn't Texas lose like 2010 and 11? Something like that.
Really? They lost them both?
I was
trying to make a point that like it's tougher to beat them the second time. All right, well, I was going to say. I was going to say the late 80s Oakland Athletics. That's what I was going to say.
And they were favored every year and they kept losing.
They were. But they won one. They lost to the Dodgers.
They were the Buffalo Bills of
No, they were the Dodgers. They lost in five games to the Dodgers in 88.
Oh, they swept or is it five?
They lost them five to the Dodgers.
Then that was the Kirk Gibson year.
Then they swept the San Francisco Giants. So. The next year. So they came back with a vengeance.
That was the Earthquake series.
And then the next year, they got swept by the Reds.
Yep.
Yeah. And then that was it.
You know your stuff.
They won 3 years in a row. Yeah, bro. I started watching all sports in 88. I can tell you everything in 88, because from 88 on, I started watching sports.
That was the year I came into
my manhood. I'm going to start following sports.
That was a juice team, that Oakland team. They're all juiced
up. Man, yeah. Looking back, the Bash brothers were bashing for a reason, right? Steinbach, Maguire, and Canseco.
They did nothing wrong. It wasn't illegal.
It was only B12. It was just B12. That's all.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that Dodger team was sick, though. 88 Dodger team? The one that
Hershiser?
That Hershiser?
Oral Hershiser, right?
But I couldn't believe they beat the Mets.
That's right. They beat the Mets in the playoffs that year.
And then they beat the A's. And then I really couldn't believe they beat the A's. Because Mets versus A's that year, even if not being a Mets fan, was still going to be a good-ass World Series. The Dodgers ruined it, and they ruined it again for the A's, too.
The team gets hot now. They just go on a run.
That's it.
You know, the Mets are the hot team right now.
That was cool, though.
I think this break is going to hurt the Mets, though. You know, you on a
That's what I think. The breaks always hurt. It's like the Cardinals. The Cardinals had nothing to play for like the last couple weeks of the season.
They lost to
a best-of-five series. The Cubs go out and beat them.
Yep.
The same Cubs that got swept by the Mets. So now the Mets got to find that edge, man, because that's going to be the toughest thing about it is, you know, they're coming off a pretty lengthy layoff after having swept the Cubs.
You know what helps? They got a chip on their shoulder, you know, because they were a laughing stock in July. And now all of a sudden they're in a World Series. It's crazy.
Who, the Mets?
Yeah, they got a chip on their shoulder, man.
You can talk about a chip on their shoulder. The Royals lost last year's World Series, Seth. If anybody got a chip on their shoulder, it's the fucking Royals.
They got a chip on their cock compared to the Royals.
Are you kidding me? They lost last year's World Series. Sir. They're really back with a vengeance. I just want to enjoy a good World Series, you know, and hopefully, though. I mean, the best team, man. I really would be happy for the Mets if they won.
At least
but honestly, I would feel bad for the Royals. They lost twice in a row, too. So I'll tell you what. I'll be happy for either team that wins.
And you know what? The Royals have fun when they're playing, man.
They're a fun team to watch.
They also have fun playing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
They're also like never say die.
They got beat by one guy last year. Baumgartner beat him single-handedly last year.
3 days rest.
It still took him seven games, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He won like three of the games, I think.
Yeah.
Hopefully I get that detail. I work that detail.
Yeah,
sneak you guys in.
World Series, yeah, get us in.
Oh, hey.
If I'm not in Japan, where am I in Japan? Actually, I know. My friend Jeff, he gave me a...
Friday, Saturday, Sundays in City
Field. No, I'm not here. I'm in Japan. Unbelievable. I know what. I can watch it. Pete Carr is here. I can watch the games. I can watch the games from the World Series, though.
What time is it? What's the time difference?
I don't know. I don't know what the time difference is. Japan to New York. Let's look it up. But baseball is a really big sport in Japan, so I'm sure I can watch the World Series in Japan.
Oh, yeah, and hop on.
You do some karaoke, too, or what?
Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't know if the Japanese...
Are there any Japanese players on the Mets? Or Royals?
No.
Wow, none? That's crazy. No. That's crazy.
Sad.
Usually there's always one or two.
There's usually one.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
there's like six in
But the World Series, they'll still play it in Japan. I'm sure they'll still
watch. Of course. Are you kidding me?
But I could have went. No, seriously, I could have went to the World Series. My friend Jeff, the guy that gave me the tickets to the.
It's almost 7 a.m. right now.
Game three.
There you go.
He gave tickets to the Mets Cubs series. He told me, I'll see you in the World Series. I'll get you some tickets, but now I'm not going to be here. If the home game's at Citi Field on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm not back until next Tuesday.
Hey, Paulie, 13 hours ahead. 13 hours
ahead. I'm going to be watching the games in Japan saying, I could be in that stadium. Instead, I'm in Tokyo.
You'll be all right.
Yeah, I think I'll be all right. I look forward to my Tokyo experience.
What's going on in Tokyo?
It's 7 a.m. in Japan right now, and it's 6 p.m. here.
Yep.
That means we're 13 hours behind.
Correct.
That means LA is 16 hours behind Japan.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
It's crazy.
If you're in California... Yeah, because but it starts all the way around. So at a certain point, it's a cutoff. You know. So I guess
so
LA
geographically,
it's
closer.
I think the cutoff is like Hawaii. I think Hawaii is like a full day behind, because Hawaii is Hawaii's like 5 hours behind New York.
What happened?
Yep. So if we're 13 hours behind Japan.
18, yeah.
LA is closer 18. To Japan.
Yeah, geographically, Hawaii's even closer to Japan, but Hawaii's 18 hours behind.
Time-wise.
Yeah. You get a whole day. Imagine you fly in Japan or Hawaii, you probably get a whole day back. I'm sure there's some of our listeners done that flight or some of them. Are, you know, I'm sure we got some listeners in Hawaii. Do we got any listeners from Hawaii? Show yourselves on Periscope. I got to.
Aloha.
Aloha.
I want to see Hawaii one day. Just so far.
You been to Hawaii?
Anybody getting laid in Hawaii?
You been?
Yeah, Hawaii.
So far away from
Hawaii.
Awesome. You know what it is with
you
me?
You go to LA, you hang out for a couple days,
lady-o.
And then you jump to Hawaii.
Oh, but you know what it is? Right. You know, oh, Lady O. Shout out to Lady O.
Lady O, our biggest fan.
No, seriously. No joke. I'm like pet to fly over like big bodies of water for a long period of time. Like, you know when you go to Europe from New York, like you do the whole thing over like Canada and Greenland, right. And you come down. So like you minimize the time of that time that you're over the water, you know? Because here's the thing with me. Like, I fly often, but I kind of think about this shit a little too much, you know? And so...
You're safer in a plane than a car.
No. Safer in a plane than a car. No. I'm going to interrupt my own conversation for that, just to argue that. But you're not safer in a plane than a car. I'll tell you what. Plane crashes happen so rarely that, yeah, statistically, more people die in car crashes.
There's less planes, though.
But if you're the poor prick who is in an airplane crash... You are not going to survive. You can survive a car crash.
You can survive a car crash.
Yeah. But if you're the poor prick that's in that plane that went down, you cannot survive the plane crash. Yeah. So I don't like that stat at all, because if I'm the guy with the plane going down, I'm not saying, oh, man, well, I got a better shot of dying in the car. No, when the plane's going down, you're dead. You're dead. You're done.
Yeah, one of our guys, the Killer Bee, he always like says funny shit. He goes, yeah, because crashing into a mountain is a lot safer.
Yeah, Seth. Yeah, listen to Killer Bee, Seth, please. Save the statistics for something else. So okay. Basically, what I'm saying is, I don't like.
Tell us what you're saying.
Flying. Yeah, real funny. So I get a little bit queasy thinking about flying over big bodies of water. So when I found out I was going to Japan, right away I kind of did my research of the flight, how it is from New York. Because if you go from LA to Japan, you're like, you got to go through the whole Pacific Ocean. And that's kind of scary. And here's the thing why it's scary. Because I always think, like, what if you had to make an emergency landing? Like, I've had to make emergency landings on plane. I remember one time I was going to LA and we had to make an emergency landing in Arizona. You know, something went wrong with the plane. You know, we had to make an emergency landing. I remember another time I was coming back from London. And we had to make an emergency landing in Toronto. I said, man, thank God we're not over the water here. What happens if you got to make an emergency landing and you're over the ocean for 20 hours?
Bring your
sweatshirt. Where are you? You can't land the plane. You have to crash now.
A lot of water, bro.
No. I'm looking at Europe and Africa. I'm going the other way. Where you going?
New York to Japan.
We don't go over the Atlantic, though. You're giving me the wrong route. We go the other way. We go over the Canadian Alaska Pacific route.
That's not what Google said.
Seth, what kind of route are you? Thank God you're not the pilot. Thank God Seth's not the pilot. Look at this. This guy was going to take us the long way. He was going to fly to Tokyo the long way.
That's the EBT route.
Seth. The route is the opposite way. The route does not go over the Atlantic. Right. The route goes over Pacific. The Pacific.
Damn, Google?
Style. Yeah. So let me fix basically that. I looked at the route. I looked at the route already. What we do from New York is we go up north into Canada.
Right.
We fly northwest. We kinda hit Alaska.
Nice.
And then from Alaska we're kinda gonna hit some water. Between Alaska and Japan, I think we hit Russia and then come through, like, we kind of start to go down somewhere near Japan. So we don't go actually over as much water. What I'm saying is we don't go over as much water as I like would have first thought, you know? Because that's what always makes me queasy. So the things that do make me queasy about the flights, Hawaii is a lot of water because you got to go from LA and then LA to Hawaii. It's only water. You're over the Pacific Ocean for 5 straight hours from Hawaii. From LA to Hawaii. 5 straight hours. Or Australia. You know, I love my Australian friends, and I hear some awesome things about Australia.
Sydney.
And I really would love to go. And I almost went as an amateur. I was supposed to go. I was supposed to go to Brisbane for the 0-1 Goodwill Games, but I turned pro instead. So I never went. I was qualified on the U.S. team. But having said that, I don't foresee myself just picking up and going to Australia. It's too much water. It's too much water.
It's a beautiful country.
I know. You've been?
No.
No, you heard too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Google. Me and you on the same page. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there. I want to see Australia. I really do. You've been to Australia?
Yeah. I was married to one.
Oh, his ex-wife is.
Oh,
Australia.
Really?
Yeah. You were married to one. Yeah.
I was. So I was there. It's an awesome country.
Your ex-wife, though. So it wasn't a pleasant experience.
Yeah, it was all right for a little while. It was a good trip. I had a good trip.
It was a good trip. All right.
Some flight.
As long as you make it. And it's always a good trip. Whenever you make it, it's always a good trip. Like when I touched down in Tokyo, it was a good trip because I survived it.
What about when you look at Hawaii on a map and you see how small it is,
and it's like surrounded by the biggest body of water in the world? Yeah, Pacific Ocean. Yeah,
like fuck that.
Yeah,
bro.
It's not. What I was looking at. You ever watch one of those? I got one better for you. You ever watch like the show on the Weather Channel when it's like crazy storms? You ever see that where they go into like documentaries or like the crazy storms they had?
Like the tsunami.
So there was one. Apparently, when they were filming Jurassic Park, they filmed it in Hawaii. And there was this huge hurricane that came. Mm. And it wrecked, like, the whole set. And, like, they had like... Look at this guy. Look at this guy. What is that?
What is wrong with this guy?
Seth, what do you show... Show the people on Periscope what you just showed me. That jerk. What is that?
A little plane crash.
That's the Hawaii Airlines. I seen that documentary on that plane crash, too, bro. The roof of the plane came off, and one of the airline stewardesses says she flew off the plane.
It happens.
Like that, yeah.
Man,
yeah.
She told us.
It became a fucking convertible?
No, that's why you got to buckle up. No, it was bad. I was like about 1988 or something. Yeah, I saw a story on that, too. I'm kind of fucked up. I watch all these stories. Yeah. The last long trip I took was to Marbella, Spain for my training camp for my last fight, and I watched San Andreas on the plane. And then as I'm watching it, I'm like, this wasn't a good idea. But at that point, I'm already stuck watching it. You know, am I not going to watch the end of the movie? You know? Anyway, so what was I saying? I lost my train of thought. See what happens when you get hit in the head for a living? Guys.
Pete was paying attention. He'll tell
guys, you. There's three of you here. Come on. Nobody was paying attention to me?
Come on, Pete.
What was I saying?
Christy Brinkley?
No. What was I saying, guys?
Christy Brinkley's box?
Playing in Japan.
Seth, it was your fault because you showed that picture of that
plane.
You were
talking about your last long flight.
No, that was all tied into Seth interrupting me with that plane picture.
Right.
There was something else I was saying. Hopefully all listeners can remind me next week, and then
bring it up on Periscope.
Guys, if you guys remember what I was saying, bring it up on Periscope, because obviously the three nitwits that I'm in the office with, I'm in the studio with, none of them were paying attention to me. I'm just talking to myself over here on the show. You imagine?
Oh, you was watching the documentary.
Oh yeah, boom, Jonathan.
There you go.
Boom.
There you go.
My man, thank God for Jonathan. So I was watching this documentary.
So we all forgot too.
All right, thanks, guys.
You really are a funny guy.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, thanks. So yeah, the documentary. That's what it was. So I was watching it, and basically this hurricane like wiped out the entire set of Jurassic Park and cost them like a ton of money before the movie ever came out. And then they had to like kind of redo everything, and they had like interviews with the actors from this movie at that time, and like some of them were kids and now they're adults, and they were saying how what they had to go through and everything. You know, the entire set was totally destroyed. It was like a really bad hurricane. And then it all was a happy ending in the end because Jurassic Park, they had to rebuild the sets and everything. They had to spend a ton more money, but Jurassic Park became one of the highest grossing films ever. So in the end, it was a good story because nobody lost any money regardless of how expensive the damage was. But it was pretty cool listening to them because, you know, they were talking about how they were keeping track of the weather and wondering, you know, what they were going to do, if they should leave the island, if they should stay and whatnot. And it was bad. And Steven Spielberg made that movie, so he was there too and stuff. It was cool show.
You said it was a happy ending. I thought the Asian lady told them, okay, turn over.
Why?
Wow.
Why does a lady have to? Everybody can give happy endings.
He's going to Japan.
Everybody gives happy endings. Don't stop. Come on. I'm into Asian girls. Don't give me that shit.
It's known for happy endings.
I'll punch you in the face, bro.
That was right.
What's that?
So, it's a bell.
No, that was the bell. Tommy.
I didn't hear no bell.
So
get up, Mickey loves you.
Oh,
we're really losing it over here.
Are we going to talk about Saturday at all?
What are we talking about Saturday?
Terrence Crawford.
Terrence Crawford looked really good, guys. You look really good.
Uh-oh. And of course, I had the under.
Really sharp. You had the under.
Yep.
Under what, 11.5?
No,
under what?
8.5.
So I know, didn't hit. And why would Terrence Crawford be under 8.5? When did he become a puncher like GGG, though?
Surgeon.
He's a guy who breaks you apart. He doesn't knock you out once.
He's stuck.
Like, guys, unless you hit like Mike Tyson or Golovkin, your under should always be 11.5. Like, where do they get their balls big enough to make the over under 8.5 for a Terrence Crawford fight?
But look at this. I'm watching the fight, and I'm like, I'm telling Nikki and my cousin Matt, I'm like,
in my luck, he's gonna stop him right after the over hits. The end of the 9th, 10th round. Boom, boom, boom. This fucking guy crumbles.
So you had the under?
I had the under. And he
why
stopped.
Would you take the under?
He stopped him in the 10th round.
Well, why would you have the under? If you,
that was over.
Not only,
answer the question.
Not only that, I mean, the over-under's 8.5. That's like a free over to begin with. I mean, it's
no,
a Terrence Crawford fight.
He dropped him in the first round.
What does that have anything to do with it, bro? No, Derijan is a durable guy.
But he beat the shit out of
did
him.
You ever
the
even, did you ever even know who Derijan was before the fight? Or did you just say, oh, you know what? There's an over-under 8.5. Let me just go under. Let me just go under. Derijan is a durable guy. That was a solid win for Crawford.
He was a durable guy who was getting his ass kicked the whole time.
And who made the over anyway.
Right, by 2 minutes.
No, he still made it.
You lost.
By 2 minutes.
He still made it. Bottom line is you lost. It's only close only counts in grenades and horseshoes. Everything else, you still lose, cuz.
Boom.
Boom.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
What was that?
He said you lost.
Close is only good in grenades and horseshoes. Everything else doesn't matter. You still
lose. You gotta get the H's in there. Horseshoes and hand grenades.
Yeah. Wow.
Shane? Horseshoes and hand grenades. Boom. You lost, kid. You lost. Yeah.
What do we got this weekend, anyway? Do we got any fights this weekend?
You down with PBC?
Oh, we got PBC. We got the Charlo fight, right?
Oh, yeah. Charlo and Alcine.
What's Charlo? What's Charlo?
Jermell's fighting Alcine.
One of them.
No, one of those. The one without the title yet. Jermell Charlo is fighting
one
Alcine.
One with the lion head or the other one?
Yeah, he's got a lion. Well, that, I don't know.
They
no,
both have
the
same
head.
Are they both
now?
The same lion?
Yeah, no, Jermell. Well, they both.
One
lions.
Is a lion.
Either way, they both guys can fight. And he's fighting Joaquin
the one that's
Alcine.
Not a champion is
yes,
fighting?
Yes, he's not defending, no title defense because it's Jamal that has the IBF middleweight
okay,
title.
That's the lion, the
so,
champion.
So
the lion.
Jamal is Jamal's the one that beat Vannis a few months ago.
Yeah.
In a good fight. And he's fighting Joaquin Alcine.
Alcine's been around for
Alcine's
a while.
Alcine's been around, yeah. He's an ex-world champion, but I think he's a bit shop-worn. But, it, you know, it's a homecoming fight for Jamal. It's cool. He gets to fight it in Houston and whatnot, so it's cool.
They also got fights on Friday night, it looks like.
What do we got Friday?
Thompson versus Scott and Rhodes
oh,
versus
yeah.
Lipinets.
PBC on Bounce. PBC yes. on Bounce. Malik Scott versus Tony Thompson. And that's a pretty interesting heavyweight fight because the winner, you know, kinda, I think can position himself for a shot at somebody. I mean, Malik, if he beats Tony Thompson, obviously Malik's already lost to Deontay. He's not going to get a rematch with Deontay. But Malik, if he beats Tony Thompson, can put himself into some kind of important heavyweight fight. And obviously Tony Thompson, I don't think he puts himself into a third fight with Klitschko. But if Tony Thompson wins, I'm sure he can maybe challenge Deontay Wilder for that WBC heavyweight title. So there's a...
Be a good test for Wilder.
Yeah. Yeah, there's interesting things for the winner of that fight. So it's an interesting fight. Thompson versus Malik Scott is a pretty decent heavyweight scrap. And I look forward to seeing that as well, of course.
And Saturday night's Jermell.
Yes, Jermell.
Yeah.
As I said, Jermell's fighting Alcine, yeah.
NBC Sports Network.
NBC Sports Network, boom.
PBC.
Also, Prisher Cologne
Halloween.
Is now breathing
yeah,
on his own.
Night.
So it's a little
is
bit...
He?
Yeah, Prisher Cologne is now breathing on his own. So it's
good
a bit
news.
Of a... It's a, he's some progress. You know, I said that I've never seen somebody have this injury in boxing, not outside of boxing, but in boxing and come out normal. Like the guys that have survived that have always been brain damaged that I've heard of or seen. And the guy that didn't survive it obviously passed away. People that I know were told by the doctor. Basically, I heard from somebody who told somebody who told somebody, so I don't know how accurate this is, but that the doctor said that he may have a chance at living a normal life, which would really be unbelievable. Because again, if Prichard comes out normal, it's a very, very happy ending. But of course, his boxing career is definitively over. I guess nobody will know for sure until he actually fully awakens from the coma. But the fact that he's breathing on his own is definitely a positive thing because, you know, when he was on the ventilator, obviously you don't know what's going to happen until he comes off the ventilator. Breathing on his own is certainly very, very good progress. So hopefully, good luck to Prichard. Hopefully he comes back to us soon. And stay up, all the family stay up and whatnot, and hopefully they stay strong.
Now, does boxing have anything as far as that goes when someone
no.
has an injury?
No. Gerald McClellan is still in very much in debt. I mean, it's just, you know, they take donations and whatnot. I think the insurance from the fight covers up to $100,000, $100,000. And then after that, you're on your own. And obviously somebody with the damage Gerald McClellan took, who's constantly in doctors' hands since 1994, they are way behind in medical bills.
It's
and whatnot,
a couple
so.
Of days' worth, $100,000.
So is anybody even trying to do anything like that?
They have foundations.
I don't know. I will say, I was told Al Haymon was at the hospital in Virginia with Prichard and his family every day. You know, as a matter of fact, because of this situation, it was that was part of the reason why I was not told anything about a fight date to begin with. So it was totally understandable, and I wasn't complaining. But Al's been very supportive of the family, from what I've been told, and he's been in Virginia and staying over there, and obviously giving his full support over there. So one thing I know about Al, I think if Prashar will need anything, I think Al will help him out a lot. You know, I've heard some very good stories about Al in certain situations, maybe not like this, because nothing like this has happened to his fighters, but similar things have happened, things you can compare to, and Al's always been very helpful to the fighter. And so, you know, I think as far as being taken care of, you know, it's a shame if he obviously can't continue his boxing career, and that's always a shame. But if he can come out of this and live a normal life, it would, man, at that point, man, you're counting your lucky stars. You know, you really
that's
are.
What's important.
And because I think if when you wake up out of that, if you can, you know, look at your fingers and be cognizant of what you're looking at, or look at your family members, hug them, and be cognizant of having a normal conversation, I think you're really, really, really counting your lucky stars. And I think boxing at that point becomes such a secondary thing. You know, maybe in certain moments I would assume you'd probably think about it like, wow, you know, what might have happened with my career. But I think I hope Prashar comes out of it normal. I know he's got he's even got a wife. He's married. Hopefully, you know, she stays for sure, remains supportive of him and whatnot. His family's obviously supportive of him, and hopefully things can turn out as best as they possibly can for Prashar Cullen, and hopefully things work out.
And thank you to the medical staff over.
And thanks to the medical staff over in Virginia for taking care of him and keeping a lookout for our guy, man. On that note, I think we've run out of time here on this week's podcast. All the Periscope people, thanks for joining us and supporting us. I'm sure Seth will release the podcast soon enough. We won't miss an episode. The reason we recorded this one on Monday is because I'm leaving town tomorrow. I will be back next Tuesday, which means we'll probably record Wednesday or Thursday. So we remain a weekly fixture.
Yes, safe
here
trip.
On Play.it
awesome.
And iTunes.
Safe travels.
Yeah, safe travels.
Yo, what do you got?
Lamar Odom has become the only person to get high in a whorehouse or brothel.
Mm-hmm.
And
cheat, get high,
and
go use whores and drugs. The only guy basically with whores and drugs
and
to save
fix,
his marriage.
And save his marriage.
It's amazing.
Maybe that's something new.
Whores and drugs usually ruin your marriage. Lamar Odom changed history this week recently.
Look what happened to Tiger.
Yeah, exactly. Usually that happens. Whores and drugs usually ruin marriages, as Tiger Woods can...
Tiger Woods can unfortunately
attest to.
Tiger
Lamar Odom means, just changed the game, folks. Hell yeah, Lamar. Lamar Odom changed the game. First guy to use
six-man
hookers,
of the year, baby.
Hookers
he's
and
six
drugs.
Man
six hookers and drugs
year,
and saved his marriage.
Pimping ain't easy, but his show is fun.
And show is sleazy. off we go. Join us in episode 28. We'll have some Japan stories, hopefully,
and
hopefully my plane
football.
Makes it back and forth, and we're good. And we'll tell you who won between Peter Cards and Jonathan in the DraftKings battle. Check out Peter Cards' social media at Peter Cards for the picture of our sleeping Mark Bavaro jersey guy at the Giants game, and also for the parachute guy who missed the stadium altogether, which is pretty amazing.
Still missing.
He's still missing. Well, Peter Cards is going to post those on his social media at Peter Cards. Till next week, we'll see you soon.